Step 4, Transcriptional History. This history covers the preservation of the text from the time of its creation to the present. The New Testament documents were hand-copied from the 1st century until the invention of the printing press in the 16th century. From that point to the present, it has been preserved in the various printed Greek New Testaments. There exists today several thousand Greek and Latin manuscripts containing mostly fragments of the New Testament. The methodology for assessing these manuscripts with extensive difference of wording is central to the scholarly discipline of textual criticism. The most common methodology is rational eclecticism, and is the one used in the Big Commentary series. For many decades before retirement, I taught this approach in the fourth semester Greek class at both the seminary and university level classes. For how this was done, click on the hyperlink Study in Textual Criticism in the fifth column. The Delving into Text Critical Procedure Mandates Skills with the Greek New Testament. The two most widely used Greek texts today are the Greek New Testament in the 5th Revised Edition and the Novum Testamentum Grace in the 28th edition. Both are published by the United Bible Societies. Virtually all recent translations of the New Testament into various modern European languages are based on the text reading in these two printed Greek New Testaments. While the wording of the New Testament text is almost identical, the real distinction between these two publications is in the critical apparatus found in each. The apparatus in the UBS 5th edition is oriented toward assisting Bible translators to resolve different readings where the translation would be impacted. But the apparatus in the Nestle Aulin 28th edition is oriented toward scholarly commentary writing and covers almost every variation found in the 27 documents of the New Testament. For the Bible student without training in the Greek New Testament, the implications of this external history will surface in the footnotes of most every recent translation of the New Testament. Significant variations in wording will be footnoted, but usually without much explanation. Answers to questions that arise can normally be found in the more advanced commentaries, such as the Word Biblical Commentary series.